This is the Gary Cantrell Podcast.
Oh man, it's early. It's not even 8 o'clock yet. I've been up since 2 a.m. watching Japanese wrestling. I've drinking over 100 ounces of water. And now I'm doing a fucking podcast. Are you kidding me? What is going on right now? I don't know. I felt inspired to record right now. Because I don't know. I just felt inspired. I was like, you know, kind of have this interesting thing that happened last night. I shared it a little bit in my Instagram stories, but for those of you who are not Instagrammers, I went to one of the 4 places on my banned list last night. Well, if you listen to the podcast I just put out on Wednesday, you would already know that the banned list is no more. And it was never like, oh my God, I have to go to everywhere on the banned list now. I just have to have them all. It was actually a situation where my dog was sick. We picked him up from the vet. And on our way home, it was like, oh, Burger King's right here. You want to just stop in here? It's really easy. We'll just grab something and go home. And I was like, yeah, let's do that. Burger King has the Impossible Whopper. And I've been intrigued by this. Some of you guys might know about the, the White Castle Impossible Slider that I had. Daryl and I did it on my IGTV and on my YouTube, youtube.com/Gary Cantrell, instagram.com/Gary Cantrell. There's your plugs for the day. And I was like, you know, this Impossible Burger is actually pretty good. Like, I did not hate it at all. I was like, in fact, this is pretty good. Like, I can deal with this. Well, anyway, we went last night because it was just right there. It's on the way home. I went on the app. They had a deal for the Impossible Burger with a super small fry. I made sure I got the smallest fry. Passed on the drink. I had water at home. I'm getting real weird about my drinks, by the way. I'm like, okay. Like, I pretty much only want to drink water. Once in a blue moon, I'll have sweet tea. Once in a blue moon, I'll have lemonade, and that's it. Like, I don't mess with anything else. Sodas off the banned list, and I still have no desire to have a soda. I haven't had an alcoholic beverage in over a year, and even if I were to have one, which I don't have any desire to have one of those either, I would drink it straight because I don't desire soda anymore. But back in the day, Jack and Ginger, Jack and Sprite, Crown and Sprite, that's how I rolled. But we don't do that anymore. Not now. I don't have the desire. So anyway, I go to Burger King. I get this Impossible Whopper with a small fry. And I get home with this bag and I'm just like, in my mind, I'm just like, this is so random. It felt weird actually to have that burger and just be like, you know, okay, we're going to have this burger. It was just weird. It was weird to eat from this place again, but I did it. And by the time I walked away from that thing, when it was all said and done, and it didn't last too long because I hadn't eaten much all day. I had a salad for lunch, and I had my cereal for breakfast. I mean, I was a good boy all day up until that damn Burger King. Although the Impossible Whopper, I would say, is probably the lesser of two evils if you're thinking about, like, you know, other options there at the Burger King. So, yeah. So I had that. And rather than walking away, and I was kind of scared, I'm like, you know, part of me is like, God, am I going to have this thing and just be like, I have to have it, like I desire it? No. those feelings were not present at all. I ate it. I said, you know, that was all right. I'd eat it again. But I was kind of like, meh, you know, I'm not in a hurry to go and have more of this. Like, I'm not like in this position where I'm like, oh my God, I gotta have more. There was none of that. I just had my little meal. Just walked my happy ass on to the couch where I passed out. Had my alarm set for 150, 155. So that I could wake up at 2 a.m. and watch New Japan Pro Wrestling, their WrestleMania equivalent, which they call Wrestle Kingdom. They have it every single January 4th. It doesn't matter if January 4th is on a fucking Friday or Saturday or a Wednesday. They do their show every year on the 4th. And I'm not here to break down in some, you know, crazy review of the show because this is not a wrestling podcast. All I will say about it was, it was a highly enjoyable show. I really enjoyed it. I mean, why else would I get up at 2 a.m. if it wasn't something that I enjoyed? And I'm sitting here like trying to stay awake. I think I might have passed out for like 5 or 10 minutes during one of the matches. But other than that, I've been up. I did some yoga for about an hour while I was watching these matches. Like I said, I've drinking over 100 ounces of water already, and we're still not at 8 a.m. yet. Blows my mind. So now I'm like, well, what do I do for the rest of the day? Like, between the hours of 2 a.m. and 7 a.m., I did so much in 5 hours that I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with the rest of my day? Like, I have no clue what now to do with the rest of the day. So I was like, well, we're going to start out with a podcast. I was like, you know what? We're just going to do a podcast. Why not? Why not? I just got a new microphone. I got a new vocal processor. And in my headphones, it sounds pretty good. I hope that the output comes out well when I go to edit this. I'm like, okay, God, I hope this sounds really good because I'm still like, you know, figuring out the dials of this vocal processor. Which, by the way, I'll share this story and then I'm going to get out of here. The DBX 286S, this device right here, I have wanted for like 5 years now. 5 years, and I never got it until this week. This microphone that I'm talking to you on, this is the Rode PodMic, and I love it. It sounds beautiful. And this is actually when I was doing research for a proper podcast mic. A lot of people always talk about the Shure SM7B. Well, Gary here used to have the Shure SM7B. But because I was a fuck up, I needed the money. So I had to sell that Shure SM7B. It was heartbreaking to let that microphone go, because that microphone's like a $400 microphone, and it's amazing. It's worth every penny. Michael Jackson recorded Thriller on that microphone. Okay, it's a legendary microphone. But I had to let mine go because I screwed up. Anyway, when I'm looking for mics, a lot of the reviewers said check out the Rode PodMic for a retail value of $99. This mic can do most of what the Shure SM7B does for literally, what is it? Well, I'm stuck at math. Is that like a third of the price or something? If it's $400 and this is what, $100? It's like a $300 difference there. We're just going to say a third. I'm probably wrong. Somebody can DM me. I don't care. Whatever. Math was not my strong suit. But anyway, so I got this mic, I got this new vocal processing strip for my little rack that I have here. And yeah, it's pretty awesome. I am a fan. But how I obtained this equipment was through patreon.com. I run a Patreon site where people can donate to the show. And you can get the show 5 days early, and I take out all the commercials. So like on the weekly show, there's like a couple of minutes where I'm talking about, you know, Flying Pig, and I'm talking about my hardworkalwayswins.com, and I'm talking about the Patreon. And the Patreon folks, they don't hear all that. They just hear the show. And so if you want to donate, because here's what I did, you know, I don't make a ton of money every month on Patreon. I'm still a very small creator in the early stages, a ripe old age of 13-year veteran in the podcasting. But this show itself is going to be 3 years in May. So we're still early on. And for a small creator, it's hard to gain traction. Let me tell you. So every time somebody donates to Patreon, I put every dollar back into the podcast, whether that's giveaways or buying equipment or taking trips to go meet people to interview them for the podcast. In this particular instance, I knew I wanted to up my audio game, so I saved a couple of months worth of the Patreon money, and I took a little bit of Christmas money and I put it together, and I was able to purchase this mic and this vocal processing unit. And I could not do it without Patreon. So I just want to thank everybody that supports me on Patreon. And if you want to join me on there, it's patreon.com/Gary Cantrell. $4 a month gets you the show 5 days early, along with, you know, ads removed and other bonus stuff when it comes up. And then if you do the $10 a month, you get the shout out on all the weekly shows. And I shout out your name, your Instagram handle. And if you have a business, I shout out your business. So think of that. I mean, $10 a month, that's probably cheaper than a lot of Facebook ads. And if what you're selling is close to our audience here, you might do pretty well, I think. So $10 a month is not a big ask if you're a business guy and you want to get your name out there. But we have two tiers on the Patreon, and if you want to support, that'd be super awesome. It'll help me to do more with this podcast. So patreon.com/Gary Cantrell. I think that's it for now. I really wanted to share the Burger King thing, and I wanted to show love and thanks to everybody for, you know, on the Patreon for supporting me and helping me to, you know, take my equipment to the next level. So I really appreciate it. The next thing I'm saving for now is going to be the Rodecaster Pro. It's this brand, well, it's not really new, but it's this really awesome mixing board where I can do, you know, a lot. It's going to basically simplify my setup even more. So patreon.com/Gary Cantrell. And if you are somebody that doesn't want to do a monthly, if you just want to make like a one-time donation, send me a DM on Gary Cantrell on Instagram. I'll give you my information, PayPal, Venmo. I accept it all. I will take all your donations. I appreciate you guys. All right, I'm done asking and all that good stuff. Let's get out of here. I want to keep this under 15 minutes because that's what we do on this podcast. The shorter ones, we keep it under 15 minutes. So Gary Cantrell on Instagram. And if you made it this far after all the asking for Patreon donations and all the content, if you listened this far, either DM me or share this in your story, and let's use a microphone emoji because we're talking about a new mic today. Let's do that. So thank you guys so much for listening. I'm out of here. Next week on the show, we have Ashley at Dispatcher Dobby. If you don't follow her already, go follow her right now. And then hear the show on Wednesday. It's a great story. And yeah, we'll talk soon, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.